federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
91.5 WMFO. That is Sarah Blacker, the title track from her latest record, In Waves. Duke Levine gave you Maddie's Song, The Grave Dancers of Funk Train Coming, and I started the block off with Ghost Box Orchestra. That was Socrates Byrne from their brand new record, High Plane. Thank you again to George Woods. That was a very, very fun half an hour there. But I gotta say, I think it's about that time. Yes, it is.
Uh-oh. Oh, hello. Hi, Phil.
Hello. Hello, Miss Paula.
It's me, Miss Paula. How's it going? Great show tonight.
If I
wasn't here listening, I'd be at home listening.
Well, I mean, I don't know. For some reason, at the beginning of the show, I just went loud.
Yeah.
And there's acoustic guitar.
So, I know. It happens. Yeah, it was great. Great show. You opened with Amanda Palmer.
Yes.
Made me happy.
I kind of rediscovered that album in the last week or two.
Yeah, she's on my iPod, so I get to hear a lot.
But anyway, you have a concert report for us.
I do. I actually wrote a book this week.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of shit. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all your notes.
I know. I wrote a book. So clear your calendars, kids.
All right. Clear your calendars for the next week.
You're busy.
Do it.
Beginning with tomorrow night, we have Yumi Zuma, Cosmic Microwave Background, Saint Nothing, and Hassan Barkley are at the Middle East Upstairs. Ed O'Brien's Kill Slug. Now, if you've never seen Kill Slug, I urge you. This is going to be a great show. Kill Slug, Psycho, Horrible Earth, Death Taker, and Mad Gas. And Mad Gas are of Boss Tune. Count me in. So yeah, that's Ed O'Brien's.
Well, let's hope none of those bands try to set the bar on fire.
Why did you?
No, somebody that played O'Brien's tried to the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they were trying to set their guitar on fire.
Not before I get a chance to go there. I was at Store 54, and I heard there was a killer show right across the street at O'Brien's. Is that the one?
Maybe. Oh. I forget which day it was, but somebody tried to light their guitar on fire, and it was...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Me thinks they're never going to play a show again. But anyway, go on.
Okay. So, at Tavern at the End of the World, my favorite place, there's Willie T and Dr. X. So, if you want a different flavor besides Kill Slug, because I'll be at Kill Slug, but I do love Tavern. It's my favorite. Anyways, and tomorrow, bust out your orange clothing. This is a This Just In. I just read this on Facebook. Tomorrow, if you would like something to be done about gun control, please wear the color orange. Tomorrow is Gun Violence Awareness Day. I love the color orange. Anyways, but tomorrow it's not going to be a happy color. It's going to be a serious color. So anyways. And then on to Friday. Oh my goodness. Ruby Rose Fox. This is the part that I know, but I have to be four places at the same time. I know. Luckily, they're pretty close together. So yeah, we've got Ruby Rose Fox record release party at the Middle East, with Jeremy and the Harlequins, Julie Rhodes, Weekend Friends. Doors for the show are at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Then Outside the Line Studios is having a summer art show. I don't know if you're familiar with Outside the Line Studios. So it's right down the street, 70 Colby Street in Medford, Mass. For more details about this event, visit the Facebook page for Outside the Line Studios and learn what they're all about and check it out. It's going to be a cool thing. David Johnston, a local favorite, will be at Sally O'Brien's, along with Chris Rival, Jim Haggerty, and Jeff Allison. Happening at Thunder Road.
Ah.
Yeah, I know. The Big Queer Show is kicking off Pride Week with Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys, Unstraight, No Hugs, and Flight of Fire. So somehow you have to zig and zag.
Where is this?
This is at Thunder Road. So if you're zigging, you got to zag over to the Middle East and then zig back down to the Can Tab.
Yeah.
Because what else is going on? Carissa Johnson, Viva Gina, The Knockups, Power Slut, in Some Kind of Nightmare at Club Bohemia. That's the downstairs level of the Can Tab.
Yep.
Yeah. So zig and zag.
Oh my. And this is all on.
This is all Friday night.
Oh my god.
And then. And then the Damn Garrison, Nick Barbarian, Hobo Chill, and the Digs are at Thirsty Turtle Tavern, which is up in Nashua, New Hampshire. That's closer to you, probably.
Closer to where I live, yeah.
Yeah, so you don't have to zig or zag. You can just stay up there and go to the Thirsty Turtle. And let's see. The rich and multidimensional musical universe of Berku Gulek is at the Arts. I'm sorry if I mangled your name, but you sound awesome anyways. Is at the Arts at the Armory Cafe, which I think they just got a renovation for their sound or soundproofed or something like that. So it's a great little space anyways. I love that place. And then we have Love Whip, Aaron Harp, and the Delta Swingers are at the Midway.
What? Wow, they're doing both.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're at the Midway for for a farewell to JP party with very special guest Stumptail Dolly. They're from Nashville.
Okay.
So go over to JP and check it out.
There you go.
And then Saturday, the Neighborhoods are at the New World Tavern for my friends down in Plymouth. Yep. On that bill also is Single Cast and Didn't Planet.
Didn't Planet.
Planet like Mars.
Didn't Planet?
Yeah. Not like Didn't Planet, more like Didn't Planet.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool, huh?
Yeah.
And our friends When Particles Collide are having their album release party along with Aloud at Great Scott.
Oh, yes.
Oy vey.
Yes.
Club Passim is presenting a River Fest beginning at 11 o'clock a.m. and ending at 6 p.m. There's going to be 6 stages with local music, theater, dances. Oy vey, audiences of all ages. community tables, poetry, and a celebration of arts in Cambridge.
I gotta say, you're saying oy vey like you're feeling the need to go to all of these.
I am going to all of these. Do you know me?
That is true.
I don't have a twin. That's me you see everywhere.
Wow.
I know. This event takes place on the East Cambridge waterfront along Cambridge Parkway between Edwin H. Land Boulevard and the Leechmere Canal.
Okay.
So that's on Saturday. For our listeners on the North Shore. Okay, so I have to stop in at the Passim thing, then hop on the train, go to Salem, because they're having an arts festival. It actually starts on Friday night, and it goes Saturday, all day music, Peabody Essex Museum, artists, all of it. Yeah, belly dancing. I mean, this is a cool event. It's all outside. It's supposed to be a beautiful day on Saturday. So come out and support the artists. My friend Greg Allen's Fringe Religion is going to be playing at Derby Square. So go check them out. And then later that night, stay in Salem and go to Kodo. Why, you ask?
Yeah, why?
Because you want to go see Aneurysm, Psychic Dog, Wizard Cult, and Oxblood Ford. They're playing.
Wow.
And they have sushi.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I know. And they have sushi and wicked nice people work there. So go check out Kodo. Then if you want to check out the Spotlight Tavern in Beverly, go over the bridge because Parts Per Million are debuting. They're a new band along with Buxton Clift and another band to be announced. We don't know at this point who they are.
That band TBA gets booked everywhere.
I know. They really do. They've been around forever too, it seems.
It blows my mind.
It really does. That's my friend Tony Puglio's new band, by the way. So go out and support Tony. He's a great guy. There you go. Oh, and this just in. The Weisternauts got the 4-6 slot at Atwood's earlier that day. So yeah, you're busy. Then Sunday, June 5th, an amazing all-punk show is happening at the Midway with the Nervous Eaters, Fast Times, Interfectum, and Jumper. This is a 4 o'clock matinee show, which goes till 9 o'clock. And Monday, we have Marley Mondays with the Deppy Conkers are at Sally O'Brien's. Tuesday, Eileen Springer features at Sandy Woods in Tiverton, Rhode Island. This is an open mic performance. She will be performing songs from her upcoming CD, Gotta Be Brave. And Wednesday, as in every Wednesday, our dear friend Dennis Brennan continues his residency at the Lizard Lounge. And of course, we will be here next Wednesday, as in every Wednesday.
Of course.
To be rocking out your
because Pam
room.
Will be here.
Oh, Pam will be back.
Pam will be back.
Oh, good.
Field day is scheduled to come in.
I saw their name somewhere.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah, so it's going to be a great, great, great weekend. So have a blast, everybody. I hope I see you out there.
You will, because she goes to every single show.
Yeah, I do. I truly do.
Oh, man.
So what's up?
Nothing.
What's
nothing.
Going
just,
on?
Wow, all these shows.
Did you go out last weekend? Did you go to the last Store 54 show? Did I see you
I
there?
I could not make it to that show.
It was fun. There were a lot of people.
I had my damn retail job. But anyway, I think we are just about ready.
Oh, cool.
All right, we have in Studio D, Jerry Villona and Joint Venture.
Things I've done, but I'm not down to know. one from Love Radio, our most recent record. It's called Our Own Devices. One, two, three, go!
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Medford, Camberville, and points beyond. We're the joint venture band. We're very happy and proud to be here on the Mikey D Extravaganza, the longest running radio show in Medford, perhaps. Should qualify that. We can't lie, right? We've gotten all these sort of like restrictions on what we can say. Probably lying is not permitted, I'm guessing, too, right? Yeah, exactly. So there'll be no fibbing. There'll be no only truth-telling here tonight. And anyway, speaking of the truth, here's a song made famous by Ray Charles. It's called You Don't Know Me. Well, you give your hand to me, and you say hello. Yeah, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell. Know me well. Goodbye, and I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never ever know the one who loves you so. Well, you don't know me now. Just like we rehearsed it. Yes, that was You Don't Know Me by the great Ray Charles. And we're the joint venture band. And let me just take this opportunity to introduce the members of this fine band. On the guitar, it's Joe Musella. Joe is wired high on all sorts of cough and cold medicine tonight. He's smiling at the moment, so it's probably working pretty well. And on the bass, we have Tom Appleman. Hey. Tom has his Red Sox cap on. He's he's looking good.
Mookie.
Yes. When will it stop? When will the home run stop? And another legendary fan of the Boston Red Sox on tenor sax is the great Paul Allstrand, who's known to one and all in this part of the country, and his equal, without question, on the trumpet is Phil Grenadier. We're very happy to have Phil here, and all these guys are playing around town all the time, and you've probably seen them more than once, maybe like in the drunk tank once in a while, but you know, yeah, I guess, right, okay, sorry. So anyway, we're going to do another one. It's another one from our album Love Radio, which is available for sale, or you know, you can donate anything you'd like, and you can contact me at my website, which is jerryvalona.com, and it's called Love Radio, and it's available everywhere. And this is called First to Last.
Keeping it lit to prolong the enjoyment, doing my best to avoid employment. The conventional wise men advise me to see all the things I could do with my college degree. But before you accept what you're about to receive, don't reject what you always believed. Yeah. I'll be the first to last. Never worry about the past. Was married too young to an unloved girl who proceeded to guide me to her lonely world. I believed I could change her with my
Nation. Yeah. Well, that didn't work. Had to change my direction. With my children crying as I loaded my car, reality exploded like a phony cigar. I'll be the first to laugh and never worry about the past. First to last, you can't control what's in the past. Jobs, but I still ain't left a mark. Got all ripped at least 100 times, but it hasn't doused a spark. Started out slow, man, that was a drag, but I'm the last one standing when they're waving the flag. I'll be the first to laugh, never worry about the past. Control what's in the past. First to last can learn a lot from what is past. The first to last. Yeah, come on.
Now that was the ending, right there. Right there. All right. We're going to do one that you may remember or may have heard by John Lennon. And it's called I'm Losing You. 1, 2, 3.
I'm
Yeah, that was Joe Musella on the guitar.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Take a bow, Joe. All right, we're gonna jump ahead and bring the hashtag horns back. That's a good name for you guys, I think. The hashtag horns, no?
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's the best name you can say on the air.
Somebody probably like already, you know, has a trademark on that, I'm thinking. But for tonight, you guys are the hashtag horns. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right, we're gonna do an instrumental. It's called Ronnie's Bonnie. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.